The sudden illness of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon came just months before Israel's elections, and it's just weeks until Palestinian elections. There's been a dispute over the voting rights of Palestinians inside a politically sensitive area, East Jerusalem. That's the part of the city taken over by Israel in the war of 1967. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas says there will not be elections unless Palestinians can vote in East Jerusalem. And today, Israel's defense minister told the Associated Press that they will. Here's NPR's Linda Gradstein.
The streets of East Jerusalem were crowded yesterday with vendors hawking sweets and shoppers buying new clothes to celebrate the four-day Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha, which begins today. Just outside the Damascus Gate, Palestinian candidates from the ruling Fatah party pasted large posters of former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat on the walls. Against a backdrop of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the poster reads, "Fatah is the history and Fatah is the future." That second part is being called into question, as Fatah faces a stiff challenge from the Islamist Hamas movement, which is fielding candidates in the parliamentary elections for the first time. Jihad Abu Znaid, eagerly slapping on the posters, is one of the members of the Young Guard of Fatah, which is challenging the older members of the party like Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. She's number 24 on the Fatah national list and is likely to become a Palestinian lawmaker. Abu Znaid says the participation of Palestinians who live in East Jerusalem is critical to the upcoming vote.
Jerusalem is our capital as a Palestinian, and we demand that we have the right to make campaign, we have the right to follow all the procedure of election, and we have the right to vote.
About 250,000 Palestinians live in East Jerusalem, which Israel annexed in 1967 in a move that's still not recognized by most of the international community. Palestinians say East Jerusalem must be the capital of a future Palestinian state. Israel says it intends to retain control of a united Jerusalem. Israeli officials this week said Palestinians like Abu Znaid can campaign in East Jerusalem as long as they coordinate first with police. But they say candidates from Hamas will not be allowed to campaign. As for voting, Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Mark Regev says Israel has worked out a compromise.
No one wants to have problems. So we're working hard to find satisfactory answers to both sides, answers that will allow the Palestinian Authority to have its elections and for Israel to feel safe and secure, that we're not opening doors to terrorists, that we're not giving legitimacy to terrorist groups, and that we are maintaining our sovereignty in Jerusalem.
On the issue of campaigning, despite public pronouncements, Israel has already given in. On Friday, Hamas held a rally at the Kalandia checkpoint, which is within the Jerusalem municipal borders, and police did not interfere. In the previous two elections, one for parliament in 1996 and one for Palestinian leader a year ago, Israel allowed residents of East Jerusalem to vote in post offices. Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Arafat says that will happen this time as well.
We have been trying our best to get the Israeli side to agree and having the elections in East Jerusalem in accordance with the previous elections.
Privately, Israeli officials say they did not want to be the ones blamed if the Palestinian elections are canceled. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.